It's Monday morning, and as we do on most Monday mornings, it's Monday with the mayor, and I jokingly talk about how often we have a guest who isn't a mayor and yet still a leader in local government. Ken Fletcher is with us this morning. Ken is the supervisor in Delta Township. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. Let's get some of the basics out of the way. Where is Delta Township for people who aren't familiar with it? How big is it? What are some of the basics?
Yeah, well, Delta Township is just immediately west of Waverly Road. That's the dividing point between Ingham County and Eaton County. So we're just crossed Waverly Road, and we're 33,000 residents. Your traditional township government. We're booming and growing, and you know, things are getting better all the time in terms of, you know, we have a lot of new subdivisions coming up to the west. We weathered the Great Recession and things seem to be back on track, so we're really excited about that.
You're talking about the real estate market in
there? Real estate, you know, we're seeing new businesses coming up along the Saginaw Commercial Corridor. We see subdivisions that sat dormant during the recession come back to life and adding new homes into the region. So we're pretty excited. There's a lot of good projects underway.
I have to ask, since we've brought up the subject of real estate, if you're in commercial real estate, if you're concerned about the Lansing Mall's future with the Yonkers store closing and the Macy's store is vacant, what are your thoughts on the future of the mall?
Yeah, well, definitely the Lansing Mall kind of serves as our main street, our downtown area, if you will. So we certainly are concerned about the long-term future for the Lansing Mall. But, you know, malls transition over time and everything. So, you know, I think we all know that the traditional enclosed shopping mall kind of is near the end of its lifespan and things are changing. But we've had different studies and stuff done in the past on how you could possibly repurpose and revision that area, you know, as things, you know, move forward into the future and stuff. So I think that area will always kind of remain as kind of our downtown key area, but it probably will look different in the future.
We have just a few seconds in this first segment, but you sent us a couple of photos that we've shared on our Facebook page. I wanted to bring them up and give you a quick chance to talk about them. One is of the township water tower and the logo on the water tower, and the other is a statue in front of the township building. Tell us a little bit about those photos.
Yeah, well, the statue in front of our township building is called Stop and Smell the Roses, and it's kind of what it kind of symbolizes what we think Delta Township is, which is a great place to come, put down roots, and raise your family. It's a place where you come to really make a life, and that's why we kind of say, you know, stop, smell the roses, and see what's around.
Ken Fletcher is our guest this morning for Monday with the Mayor. Ken is Delta Township Supervisor. Hello again, Ken.
Hey, great to be here, Scott.
Something really exciting happening in the township tomorrow. There's a new outdoor exercise equipment area at Sharp Park. There's a ceremony tomorrow morning at 10:30, I understand. Tell me about the genesis of that idea and describe the equipment. What's going to be there?
Yeah, this is something great that really came from the residents themselves. What's going to happen is we're going to dedicate a new area that has exercise equipment so people can, you know, during the warm weather months can go out there and get a little bit of a workout. It's located right along our east-west pathway, which is a 2.5-mile pathway that runs through the heart of our township that comes through Sharp Park where the exercise equipment's located, which is just a little bit north of the Lansing Mall. So it'll provide an opportunity. People can come and walk and run on the pathway and then do some other exercise there. It's all open, free to the public to use to stay in shape and stay active. And this came about as a result of a request from our senior council. And our senior council is a group of dedicated residents who was started by a woman by the name of Gloria Kovna. And Gloria was a retiree who looked at the various activities that were available to retirees, and it tended to be things like lunches and bingo games and, you know, sightseeing trips places. And she said, you know, there's a lot of people like me who want to be a lot more active in our community and still have a lot to offer and to give. So it was really based on Gloria's idea that we created the Senior Council in Delta. And the Senior Council comes together, they meet on a regular basis to really plan various ways for the residents to be involved in bettering Delta Township and being active. And it's not just a social group. It's an idea to actually give back to the township. Well, this was one of their ideas, was the idea of people want to stay active. And, you know, they can't always afford a gym membership or to join the Y. So by having working with the township, and we applied for a grant and received a grant, we're able to put this exercise equipment so that, like I said, during the warm weather months, people can, you know, stay active and exercise for free.
What kind of equipment is going to be there?
just a lot of types of equipment that you can do, you know, strength, upper arm training, strength training, things of that nature and stuff to kind of complement, you know, some of the cardio that you may do by walking or running on the trail.
You know, you bring up the walking. It kind of reminds me of, again, the mall where lots of people go to walk. And this is an alternative when the weather is nice to head over to the park system and take advantage of the new exercise equipment while you're on the trail.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the Senior Council and others also brought forward the whole idea of bringing pickleboard ball to Delta Township, which has been hugely popular. We had never even heard of it until they came and told us how popular it was down in Florida and Arizona and other places. So now we have 6 pickleball courts in Delta Mills Park that during the warm months, it's just jam-packed every day. Every day there's lots of people waiting in line to use those courts.
I did a story on pickleball in East Lansing a few years ago, which people can find at WKAR.org if they're wondering what the heck is pickleball while we're talking about it. There's also something else that we were going to discuss, a new park development that's coming to the Mount Hope and Nixon area. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, our township's kind of divided by 96. It kind of cuts through the township. So the west side of the township is the area where we're seeing all the growth, where the new subdivisions are going in. But they're really cut off from, you know, having access to a park. And also, Delta doesn't have a home for our youth recreation activities, the soccer leagues, the, you know, the t-ball in the summer, the flag football in the fall. So we're using, you know, borrowed space from Our Savior Lutheran School right now. So we're going to construct this park on the corner of Mount Hope and Nixon Road. We own 120 acres. We're going to start developing on about 60 of those acres, and we're going to put in ball fields that will serve then as the home for our youth recreation programs, but it will also have picnic pavilion and playground equipment and a walking path so that the residents on the west side will have access to a park that they can, you know, get to safely and easily, and also provide us with a home for all of our youth recreation programs, because we know those are the quality of life issues that cause people to come and live in an area. They want to know that there's activities to have their children involved in, and any Saturday you can go to those fields and you see multiple generations there cheering their kids on. So it's really important to have those type of programs.
Is work going to start there this year?
Yes, it is. Our hope is to construct it this year. As soon as the construction season starts, we've already let the bids for the project, so we're ready to go. It should be constructed by the end of this year, and then we're going to have to let a season go by for the turf to really grow and take before we actually start using it. So it'll be towards the end of next year probably before we can start using it.
All right. Now, there's also a neighborhood beautification grant program. Tell me, what's the purpose of that and how does it work?
Yeah, the purpose of it is just we noticed, you know, there's a lot of subdivisions in neighborhoods that maybe especially the older ones that have a sign that welcomes people to their neighborhood that may be getting a little older, a little more run down. So we wanted to put together a program to help those neighborhoods. Sometimes they don't have an active association anymore for their community so that they can, you know, possibly get some matching funds from the township to help them spruce up those signs, plant some flowers all around it. In some cases, I know one neighborhood lit up their neighborhood sign to help people find it. It just kind of to make sure that we just have a nice welcoming feel to all of our townships and help people, you know, really think that these are nice places to come and live and stuff. So it's to kind of put your best foot forward. And there's information on our township website where you can go and get the packet for if a neighborhood wants to come together, submit an application. You can get up to $500 to help with that effort to beautify that entrance to your subdivision.
And that's based on matching funds. For instance, a neighborhood would need to come up with some of the money, correct?
Yeah, we have $500 available, and we'd like to see neighborhoods put in money as well to kind of make it a joint effort where we can all work to make this look better.
All right. Ken Fletcher is our guest. He's Delta Township Supervisor. Last summer, the Lansing Board of Water and Light started a solar array project in the township. How's that coming along?
Yeah, they're moving along on construction. We're really excited about it. You know, it's really important for the Board of Water and Light to become a much more green and renewable energy conscious company, and they really are. We have, you know, the Erickson Power Plant in Delta Township that's going to be decommissioned coming up, I think 2025 is what they're shooting for. So seeing them replace that in part with some green energy with a solar project. From my understanding, at the time they started it, it was the largest tracking solar project in the state. And what I mean by tracking is that the panels will actually move with the sun, so it's not just stationary. So it's one of the largest projects in the state. So we're excited about that we can play that role in helping the Board of Water and Light become a much more green energy, renewable energy company.
When it's fully online, will that be serving the homes in the township then?
Yeah, I'll go into the power grid and it'll help contribute to the overall load that the Board of Water and Light serves.
All right. Our guest for Monday morning with the mayor has been Ken Fletcher. He's the Delta Township Supervisor. Ken, good to see you. Thanks for bringing us up to speed on all the interesting and exciting activity coming to Delta Township. Good to see you.
My pleasure to be here, Scott.